The News Show is only made possible by kind donations from our listeners like you. If you would like to support The News Show and the British Tech Network, please go to britishtechnetwork.com/subscriptions today. Happy Wednesday, BTN News listeners. Welcome to today's edition of the BTN News Show. It is the 27th of March, 2019. We got all the best technology news that's been happening over the past 24 hours coming your way right now in about 5 minutes. Those BBC podcasts. Always nice to put on, you know, after you've listened to all the shows here at the BTN Network, of course. You can just go grab them, download them, and, you know, off you go. Except if you're using Google Podcasts and Assistant. Yep, as of today, the BBC has removed all of its podcasts from the Google Podcast app. And also because of that, if you have Google Assistant, well, yeah, it won't really matter now. Also, if you got Google Home speakers too, again, you're SOL. So why did the BBC go and do this to us? They're taking issue with Google's tendency to steer users who search for a podcast toward its own app rather than the BBC Sounds or other third-party services. In fact, BBC's director of distribution actually said they are not comfortable, meaning the BBC, with Google reducing a listener's choice in this way. They've actually talked to Google about it directly. Probably Google says, it's just a podcast. What are you all hung up about? Now, the BBC did say, we don't like removing our content from these services, but unfortunately, until Google changes the way it looks at this, for the good of our listeners, our podcast will not be available on some of their services. Who knew the BBC kind of pulled an Apple, didn't they? Either get it here or don't get it at all. Dropbox. It's lovely to search for crap when you're on a mobile device. What a pain in the ass it is when you're on a desktop. Well, that all stops today. Yes, finally, Dropbox for its desktop has a search function. Jeez, that took forever. All you gotta do is tap on that little Dropbox icon, you know, in your Windows tray or Mac menu bar. Or even Linux. Yes, you Linux users, we won't exclude you. You'll find a search bar where you can actually type in your query. What's cool about it, it will not find just files that you've synced and saved on your computer, but actually everything that's relevant in your search for your account. This will definitely be nice and handy, particularly when you're looking for that stupid PDF. You say, what did I name that thing? Something da-da-da-da. Oh, yeah! Now, of course, on top of this search function that's came to desktop finally, Dropbox says they've sped up their search, too, saying it's actually 65% faster than it was before. Hey, speaking of podcasts and apps and networks and stuff, Spotify's kind of saying, I'll take that one. Yeah, I guess they've got some money to burn or something over at Spotify, because yesterday they have acquired Parcast. Apparently, it's a podcast network that specializes in crime, mystery, and science fiction shows. Now, we don't know how much Spotify actually bought them for, and probably a good amount, I would imagine. Hopefully, the check clears. But Spotify says they thought this would be a good genre to have, saying that crime and mystery podcasts are some of the most listened to by their users. Hey, and if you think Spotify's done buying podcast networks, no. Actually, Spotify says they plan to spend up to another $500 million on podcast-related deals. And finally, how about that Apple event yesterday? Oh, sorry. Well, of course, we had an iOS update, which, of course, gave us a news app update, which, of course, made it crash. Yeah, it seems Apple News has been crashing for quite a few people, me included, actually. Once you open it up on iOS or even your Mac, it just goes away. Now, at first, Apple, they didn't know anything about this. Actually, people were complaining on Twitter and Reddit and Facebook. Now, in a lot of cases, the app actually worked fine the first few times you'd open it up. But after about that fourth or fifth time, I guess no news is good news. Not really, when you're trying to sell news for $9.99 a month, especially when you just announced the new service yesterday. Nonetheless, though, Apple is aware of it. They are currently working on it, and they said a fix should be actually applied very, very soon. So by the time you hear this podcast, all might be well with the news universe over at Apple. If you got a story, hell, we'll listen. Send it to us, britishtechnews@gmail.com. Check out our official website, our podcast network, britishtechnetwork.com. Get subscribed to all of our shows over there. And heck, you can even check out our blog, too, full of tech goodiness for you. Check us out on Facebook, too, British Tech Network. Give us a follow on Twitter at British Tech. And join us in our BTN community at our Slack room. We'd love for you to be a part of it. britishtech.slack.com. The new show will be back at your way on Thursday. We'll get you caught up with the best technology news that's going to happen over the next 24 hours. But until then, hope you're having a lovely hump day. And thank you very much, as always, for listening.